Yes, Mami, you see the Tamidim Hashem Tafidol Adon is left from the Tami, the right says people don't answer them, Islam don't answer them, live nicely with them, even whatever they hug you and however they hug you, live nicely with them. And somebody that Moshe Rebbe told me, he's once by, once in America, about Baal Shereba. Somebody in America, perhaps a Rob in America, so to let against Baal Shereba, so Moshe Rebbe went to the Rebbe and asked him, what should I do? Said, Chas Hashem to answer, just do me one favor. Find out that person's name and his mother's name, because I'm to double him. That person wrote a letter against you. What is any one thing you want? What? That person's name and his mother's name, because you want to daven for him. So DKM is this toiv, they only see toiv. I mean, that's, you know, I'm going into detail, but that's it was 4 years of being Litvish and Gates, and I came to Meir and there was a whole, I'm going into detail, but that's when I saw Mamish, without knowing this Moria Naim, that's exactly what I saw. So it's like this, I think it didn't make sense. People could talk against the tzaddik eremus. Pink the things that they haven't got. Pink the things that they haven't got, and then so the shekel was so goldy of your dua. Mamish the emus. I researched, I went around, spoke to Gedolim, and it was so emus. I thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for it, you know. Ever since then, I've seen it. The more I look into it, the more you look into these inyanim, the more you see Pella. I'm seeing about people talking against him. Little Shmerel talking against him, and he was Moichel al Abayin. He never ever said a word. And Fakir, he was Poel, never to answer. He used to say that Tzimach Tzedek said, I know Paul of the Yomama. In the Gemara and Bamatzia, Paul of the Yomama, Paul of the Rai, we're Poel of Yom. We're here to light the world up, to shine the world up. We're here to make oil and to make Choshech. Wouldn't answer, didn't let anybody answer. You know, when the people were hacking against him, you know, people came in and the correspondent, you know, newspaper people said, what's your answer on this? What's your answer on it? Nothing. And with him was a Moed Gazach, he was somebody who had the whole, you know, shluchim spanning the whole world, and being the kind of people. So, it comes down a terrible kid. You've got to answer back, you've got to fight. What's going to happen to all these bad children? You've got to go. Shvachu will take care of it. It's a Moed Gazach. Only somebody who is Miskavan El Emes, that's what I heard myself from Gedolim, from Litvish Gedolim. Only when a person is Miskavan El Emes, can a person have that Koyach Elin to be Mamish. Not to say a word, forget to be Melamed Tzchus on them. And he was all the whole time being Melamed Tzchus on them. They don't mean it. These people don't mean it, and they don't know. And they don't mean it, and they don't know. And you know, people said such childish things against him. And you know, he wouldn't answer. You know, he could have given an answer. Stammered a Poshet answer. Nothing. That's a Tzaddik Emes. Two reasons why the Tzaddik Emes. First of all, because if the Snagdus is against him, that must be why he's a Tzaddik Emes. Well, as I state tomorrow night. As you've seen in another Svarim, don't worry, you know, the Talmud Tzaddik writes the whole thing of Lisavara, Esh, Bechol Mesh, Visechem, the Chayachol Tzaddikim, the people make machlekas against them, they're the ones who put out the machlekas, Lisavara, Esh, Bechol Mesh, Visechem, Mudechem, Sisecho, the whole of Maimon. All the Svarim of Gosh Mavit, and Maimon the Melech writes in a few places. You see it over here as well. That's a voltic koch, moedic koch, moedic koch. I went to Rebbe Freeman. I told you about Rebbe Freeman. Yeah, Tzaddik lived in Kiryat Sons. I went to him once. Well, this whole koch was going on. I went to him once crying. I said, you know, we can die. Why is the world like this? Tell me a moedic apelik. He told me a peladik is zach that I haven't told anybody, but I'll tell you how peladik it was. He told me to fax that night to the Brown Sugar what he told me. Tell me a moedic assault, Which, you know, I remember that moment that I went to his mamish. I can't repeat it, mamish, I get emotional. Over the. He told me about a sod about the tzidkus of a tzaddik emes. That is, he told me to write. It's a secret. I should fax the mantra of that night. He told me peladik is like he told me. You know, I came out of there. It's a double power. I mean, it's whatever. And I called Banim. You see a more than Gazach. You see it. Tamir Hashem Hakodesh. The way that snugness that they had, and that slacha that they had, that slacha being the kind of people to dreikus and Hakodesh Baruch Hu, to get the close to Hakodesh Baruch Hu. But he says, you know, somebody showed me the research. I don't even know if it was from the researcher said that he doesn't remember in all the Goyish revolutions and everything. There was never a revolution where there were a koyach of one man. Baal Shem HaKodesh, in those days spread like wildfire, that people would donate him the greatest of sons. They saw it all, they can't describe it. They can't describe it. They donated him. Tzaddik Emes, people who were looking for an Emes, people on the Bakish's Emes find the Moedik Ori and the Moedik Emes. happens. It's mamish. I can't tell you how, you know, Baruch Hashem, I say every day, you know, Shreinu Matev Chalkinu, you know, that Kodesh Baruch, I don't know how, Kodesh Baruch, the mamish is Meirat, Mitzv Emes, it's a DK Emes. Besides the fact that it made the difference in my life, and it made the difference in everything, but it gave me the chance to be done with the DK Emes. And, you know, it's a double pillar. It's a double pillar. You know, I mean, twice to the tzion. This time I came to the tzion and slept the night before, and I waited the whole morning. I was in shul and slept for the night. And it was the next morning. I hadn't slept for 2 nights. And I'm up at Bochum for the whole night. I'm up to the tzion there. It was just, I can't describe it. She knows. Buckets of tears, and I felt like I came out of there. I went with the book and went to another room there. We spoke to the Torah for an hour, and finished that thing. I don't describe it as a pillar, because I'm saying so. The void of what we have to come out from this is right. The void of a poem, mamashes, the mshalas, and yudim. Baruch Hashem, we have the zeichet to have tzadiki emes, and the zeichet to have them as your zeidus. I'm saying this, the good last course to be dovet to tzadiki emes. You see the good last course of Roshayim to be dovet to good lamas. If the Roshayim have a moedik eschus, and a moedik hatzola, and a pidyon nefesh to be dovet to tzadiki emes, Rachas Kamal, people who are Baruch Hashem, you know, who are not Roshayim Gemorim, they understand more, because it's a moedik ezach. One sees the more ones, you know, the more one sees that he snugged this to something, it's for care, the more, and it's gonna, and the emes is gonna come out. In other words, it's a crack, and they want to close that crack. Suddenly the whole thing breaks through, and the oyer is bekeah kashemesh b'tzoraim, and that's mamish I see today. It's quite, you see them the same thing. It's the same thing in Moed Gezach. In Oman, 12,000 people. When they see it on there, they're preparing next year for 15,000 people. Chapela de Gezach. You know, he had his nuggets. Muslim, the originals were very against him. It's their chavoid, I'm saying, against their chavoid. A man who 200 years later would have Azad, it's not even called a Hatzlocha, but there's a Timoyan for him coming. Where's he coming from? He hasn't been here for so long. The longer he's not here, the more it's a pillar to Gazach. You see the Chavez, he's not this. In other words, you see, this is the door where it's just burst open. There's all these shamas of all these tzaddikim, and the shamas that come in the late, mamash, the later door, the last door of the Gula. The door that the Shama that Rizal and the Shama of Hashem Tov, these are doors from much earlier. The Hashem Tov was a Talmud from Achia Shilaini. Hold on, this one, Talmud of Hashem Tov, he learned from Achia Shilaini. Achia Shilaini was by Roman ben Avot, and that door of Nach. He's talking about the Shama's coming from thousands of years before. Hashbach was Shoysulam, and he was the last doors before. But it took time, it took virus for such an Hashem, which is out of proportion to the door. It takes time for such an Hashem to be able to have Hashbach on the door. It's Shalei Be'erach, it's becoming out of proportion. Hashbach was born down to Mechaim Vital, right? Hashem of Arizal, the Tzua didn't Hashem of Hashem Tov. But that the reason why this had to happen is because Akash Baruch Hu to shtip the doors. Came to such a door shuffle, Akash Baruch Hu to send down Hashem's, and to push the door to Mashiach. And it took a few generations. This is Mamash, and this, you can see Mamash, and this is the door. But those Tamir, those Tzadikim and Kedoshim there, they landed. They landed, and the oil is especially, and it's Mardi Gazak. Sometime last week, this year, Chabad made 2,400 stones. Seders in around the world, 2,400 stones. My father told me, Toby Zulushan, Rabbi Rebbe comes from Choshevi, he lives in Kiran Sanz. He told me his daughter was somewhere in Russia. He said they were expecting nobody. He made himself from Goshen, the place in Russia. He said they had so many people that came on Thursday, and there was people closed their shops in Yom Tov from Bleak Fry. A lot of Israelis came in there. The morning, he said it was Layom and Giyasukra. So you see that the Kadusha now spread wildly. And it's shown, this is almost the door where the Koyach of Tzadik Emes is coming out, and the sun is, you know, it's broken through every obstacle, every hurdle that was placed before it. And you want to have a line, we have to be Oisik, and we have to
Oisak in the Zionim, Oisak in the Hira, that's what he said. And gives us some more that how much carries you, how much carries you, come from the Shalom, Vekas the Tzadikim, how much carries you. Don't tell you the Shema, it's not only talking about Shanta, which is bringing examples for how there is a little bit of the Kemas. The Chlau, the person that's talking the Shema, is double to all the Shanta. Every Amara, every Tana, every Amara he learns to is double to that Shema. Double to that Shema means it's a Mardi Kali, it's a Jala Rechiv, it gives a year in Malay, it's a Mardi Kali, 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 it's noisy. Shkocha Potter said, you know, this piece of noise, I am. I don't want to discuss these in Yonim with you. You know, like Bob Schroeder said, I'm not part of the Yonim and Inu. I'm interested in discussing other things, negative in Yonim about people. This week, we're not Moray Naim. And this Moray Naim, Pashas Vayir, and it's the week of Koyach. You see that Koyach was in Snafi against Moshe Rabbeinu. Snafi, and he had Tainas on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was. And at times, people told me Tainas on Bob Schroeder that he used Mr. Snafi. Hozbech was never a man with such a passion. Never a man with such a passion. He had a job to have. And never wanted anything. And his house was with furniture. He used to walk in the streets always by himself. And he helped people carry suitcases. As Rabbi, he helped people carry suitcases in the streets. And he went everywhere himself. He was very old. They had a car taking him. He walked in the streets on his own. He helped children cross the road. There was never something so passionate. But Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you know Moshe Rabbeinu told him. So Moshe Rabbeinu told me that he told the son of Rabbi, the free day he told the son of Rabbi. He told him, come and leave you. Very yechidus. Now I'm going back to the sefer. Rabbi takes the chair, gets up on the shelf. He takes the sefer. He has such a passion. So he was in the car. The first 10 years, he had his table next to the door. You come in, there's a table next to the door. Now they're right in the back. And he comes from his match. He had a little table. And that's where he's still. There was never a greater rebel, such a passion like him, you know, and his mum's like that, mum's like this, like this, and people said, oh, you know, this, such a passion. I saw myself in the very Shabbos, like a passion. You know, he spoke, people came, when I was there, the Shabbos, one Shabbos, a group of people from France came, so started the first 20 minutes of the Shabbos, he said in French. And he's got a few thousand people there, and there were groups of French, about each other who came, he spoke so much French. You know, it was a passion, it was such thing as, you know, He never wanted his voice to be, you know, like that. So that's our passion. Anything not for a yid. He cared about yid. Being a shama. My son, he cared for every yid. He had a cheshbon every yid. Mikveh over here shouldn't close. Mikveh over there. Nobody asked him. Bichlal. He had his. And it's a whole mind exactly every year. Hundreds of stories that people told me that Amish by them was the Divi Havoldas, by them how they got. You never know him, the messages. His brother phoned up, his secretary phoned up that you go over here, there's a Tzaybocher who's going out with girls who's Jewish, and this and that, you've got to be poil, and they're not leaving him alone. How do you get them? Sorry, but the money, they're leaving him alone because, you know, the Shoma Kesha Reed, you've got to phone somebody up, and they King Melech HaPashlis, and they say, my dear, it's not the same, it's mamish the same meaning, mamish the same as you have back home. So the book, we have to say, Ashwin Matech HaKim, especially you, Zaycha, that Eilin Kol Vashem HaKodesh, have to look at everything in terms of Vekas. I'm saying, even in Gemara and Mishnah, you know, you hear people say, Tayyats, Mishnah, there's no juice to Mishnah. You're learning Rabbi Yehuda, says Acham, and say, what are you talking about? You can go to the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, you're learning Mishnah, so the Pnimiyas are all Tzana. What about the rule halacha? What's that? There's no slabshes over here. Kula lay course. And there's so many places. Chorot, I didn't make one for liquid on that, but the Medrash is so many places that have shnais. And he means pnimis erotzim, you know, but you can see that's what he means. The chadis and shnais, the chadis and healing, you're learning what the rotzoy never had a shbok. The rotzim is more pnimis than the chosim of the kachbok. The gemara of the Talmud is the chosim of the kachbok, and shnais is the rotzim of the kachbok. The rotzim of the kachbok, the chosim of the pnimis, is the heter, it's higher. The person learns one mission, he learns Rabbi Hudayim and Kach, and the chachamayim and Kach, he's dobit to the rotzim of the kachbok. That's the Bishah, that's the approach. Every word of Torah, every. And that's what Ramesh saw by him, the slightest thing, a little child getting stuck. I'm sure the little child getting stuck. All these things mean so much to him. that little child saying a bracha, saying, you ever couldn't get over it. This little child making a bracha, a shakal, and a glass of water. I couldn't go over this. A child's taking water, the most poshta thing in the Korea. Water. And he's making a what? A shahaka, which is the kid of the discussion. All the bracha, what is he saying? Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam. Mamlech, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Melech Olam. A coronation, the Havdalah, coronation of a king of the things. It's a big do, one little island over here. You've got a big coronation. A little child, a little Yiddish kinderlo, makes a bracha, Elokeinu, Melech Olam. He's Mamlech, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Melech Olam. He's bringing down the Kodekus, and the Shechina, Melech Olam. I mean, the tiniest thing, the tiniest Indian is the Hech Indian. Every Indian of Ruchnias is Nitzchi. That was his halach. He gave every child money to give to Tzedakah, half a dollar, whatever it was, to give to Tzedakah. Everything you can do, the tiniest mice, the tiniest thing is every mice of the Kali Yisrael does, every mice of the Yid does, every tefillah, every chukah, every. That's what Hashem was machach. Hashem was machad. It wasn't machadish, but Hashem was megala, all these mice. Even the posha to Yid, and we do something, the chukah to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the carrot, it goes to the highest Makoyas. And all Hashem was machad, he was bringing out all the tzaitis, he was bringing them back. These Hashems came down to this group, to this door, to these doors, to bring everything back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring them, and they have the koyach to be mayor so far, that they're bringing even the lowest. And that's why these people have koyach of kirov, the kirov, the current people feel attracted. Why? They're attracted to it. Some people don't get far enough, some people go with sugar from it, but the mice is something in the Korah that they feel attracted to. Arin, you learn Mishnayos, you're learning Chumash, you're learning anything, Maisa Chesed, so you won't be afraid of something. Any Maisa Chesed, so everything in Ruchnias is Loy Lamboy, there's Netzach, Loy Lamboy, everything in Ruchnias, nothing in Ruchnias that isn't Netzach, and everything that isn't Ruchnias isn't Netzach. Sometimes one word of Torah, a person goes into the street of Chumash, one word of Mishnayos, just imagine. Loy that word that he learned prayer was an aleph and a base. Aleph, he learns about a father. Aleph, what's an aleph? Aleph means an aleph. What is an aleph? Aleph is a yud elyon, a yud tachtoin, and above, and all that which is in his gala today. But what about all the rest that's not his gala yet? He's going to be zeichet to gilim on the aleph, and gilim on the base, and gilim on the tziraflesia, so the aleph and aleph and base. Everything in Ruchnis, the slightest Ruchnis, they get posik in Chumash. The slightest, only the posik in Chumash. Every little mice, these mice katanim show. Because these little mice katanim of mitzvah are keeping the door open for something, or whatever the case is. These mice katanim show that, like you said, you're seeing an iron everywhere. Come on, there must be a naki. There must be open that door. So if somebody's coming from behind, he says, that's what that door is, that I shall hold the door open for somebody. So it's Magala, they're closing that door. Everything is cooking. That's the toyif, the positive that we have to take out from the things. I'm Muridik Shtikul Morinayim, which I thank you. I never had this Morinayim. I'm made this Morinayim. It's a Muridik. He also doesn't say it very. He means that it's not the same to the Baal Shem Tov. When you see people stamhaking, talking there. In Baal Shem Tov, he never said a Bet Cholim. You know, the hospital in Bnei Brak, the Rav Shem hospital called Maina Yeshua. I'm sure I never said the word Cholim. That's for sure. Chasa Rafua. It wasn't the word, he never said the word Shekhar. But a few times it says Hepcham. To say a word Shekhar, it wasn't the Torah about it, but you have to say it. What do you say? He once said, he once spoke on that itself. He says,
say that the Pshad is that the world was created in Midas Adin.
It's a lot of the Machshon. Baruch Hu needs Midas Rachim. The difference between the Kohenim and the Levim, or Shtei the Levim, is Midas Adin. The Kohenim is Midas Rachim, Arms, or Eresh, and Reder, Shalom, Mish, Rabbein, is a Levim, the Levim, and the Kohenim is Midas Adin. The Kohenim is Midas Chesed, the Shiloh, but the Kohenim and the Levim, that was the Midas Adin of the world, and Midas Rachim in the world. That's why the Levim, Yaakov Avinu says to the Levim, Pashas Vayechi, Achalkem B'Yaakov, Achitzem B'Yisrael. Why? Because the Svarim of Dishon, Achalkem B'Yaakov, they can't be together. They couldn't have their own chelik, the Levim couldn't have their own chelik. And our Mikvah would never have their own chelik, right? Because the Midas Adin on its own was born up. Midas Adin, Eino Yechol, Eino Yechol, you can't have to be Tziruf. Every Din has to be Tziruf. Made of the Levim have to be Tziruf to the coin. They couldn't be in there, it's being on their own, it's Midas Adin to talk to it. And that's, there's no hope. There's a shiloh of coin and levim. There's a shiloh of chesed and there's a coin and levim. Mela Koyach is stated that Koyach wants to bring about din. Koyach wants to take the kohen away from Aaron HaKohen. He was a Levi. In other words, Koyach wants to bring the world back to Mitzvah of din. Because his mother, the world can't survive on din. And what should we find it? The Pasuk says, in Bria Yivra Hashem, Apat Zahara and Spia. New Bria. In Bria Yivra Hashem Ki'ilu, and no Bria. Koyach was trying to bring the whole world to din. Rosh Eino Olam Yachol Eskayim Medin. You see, the world can't be Mekayim Medin. He's destroying the world. What are you doing? You're destroying the world. This Mela Kodesh made a new Bria come out of Hashem. That was your Bria. The way you made this something, you're trying to take it as a thing that's destroying the world. This Mela Kodesh Bria Yivra Hashem. Chatzal on this Bria. P.R.S. The Pechina of the P.R.S. is a Ski'ilu Eschadjus. Mishnah always says it was Pesheshin Ebreshis, but it was Eschadjus of Pesheshin Ebreshis. The Bria Yivra Hashem. That was the whole Pechina of Koyach. The whole idea of the Bismigdash is also the Shiloh of Koyach. And then it says that Leah was the Shosh of Din, Leah was the Shosh of Machshava. It says that Mashiach, the Bismigdash is Kaim, the Eke is Bechin is Leah, but it has to have a Tzirah. Yaakov in Sota Levim, Chalkin be Yaakov. The Shem Yaakov is the Shem Rach. Levim on Din, the Chalkin be Yaakov. They have to be Chalik of Yaakov, they have to be Chalik of Rach. Otherwise it will destroy them. To me, that's why Koyach says, Talis Shakula Why?
I understand. Maybe that's why he wanted to. He wanted to take it. He felt that he's allowed to take it. The Rambam Shmuel Chuk, his Rambam Shmuel Zafka, is really nice for Kuturis. So holding the Kuturis was a Reach Nechah. Every Kuturis had a Reach Nechah. Kuturis was the Reach Nechah. Kuturis was the Reach Nechah. Kuturis teaches us a practical self. Not in all the Reach Nechah of Rambam Shmuel Chuk. Like you see by the Kabbalah, by the Kabbalah, there was a Reach Nechah of Rambam Shmuel Chuk. There was a Reach Nechah. Kuturis was a Reach Nechah. In other words, the holy name Kuturis is not Reach. This is what I said, Hashem says, I mean to do it. Say every day in Kabbalah, Toast have such a beautiful smell, ain't on your lion. It's a lama aim not much. So I'm gonna say, why don't you? So we'll carry on. They shall carry on, like he holds out, hold the dash, the legs have to change. That's the answer. I just asked you why not. If you're a man or toy, hold it. Ain't on your hold, if you're a man or toy, the mission is clear. Why does the Torah say you shouldn't have rush? You know why? Neshatay Ramah. He holds out this appearance. Look, that's what the Torah says. And follow the Torah says. Why? Because the Torah says. I ask him why the Torah says. Because the Torah says. That's not anything else. And for myself, the Torah says. The Torah says, look, you know, now fear it's on you. Do what you talk about. They all do. What you ask, it's on you. Me and that was. Whilst the Torah says, the Torah says, that was killed, not about you. Not about you. Was that a relief? Kashpot says, no. You have no idea what you're doing. Mati. It's the same thing that killed another one of you. It's also the Kuturis. It's the same thing that Kuturis is more dire than Mati. That was the thing that was what was lacking in Koyach. They kept having a cowboy days, but it's still not a good thing. If you make all the types of Kashwain, they said, this is going to have to sleep in this, and if you don't get up now, and if you get up, don't make you Kashwain. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Kashwain. It's a Mati. It's a Mati. That's why they can react to the practice. It's not a way they can avoid it. That's why you're very careful. It makes it all the Cheshbonis. So I do. And especially, you know, thing, you know, especially when they're going to America, I go to this weekend, the Kira weekends, I'll be able to do Kira. But Mr. Cheney, it might be more of a voice of God. All different people pass them by themselves. You don't pass them by yourself. Marty Manasseh was saying, I'm not going to talk about this. So Marley, because that was a big hour prayer, quickly realized, you know, Kashmir, that's what Kashmir, the way Kashmir wants, the way he comes from, as long as Kalash, as long as might be correct. Hashem said, one chut chelis. That's the big hour, and that's another hero that we have to learn out from the Swiss Marsh. Say that. Okay. And the Swiss Yeshiva is another too. Elaborate me, he knows there's something behind it, which is, you know, no sense to try the kids to sleep in the morning and miss him on Krishna because he's going to learn better afterwards. So it's not a shechel, right? Not certain, and for nothing, not certain, you know, person needs a drach, which is not so partial to the Shulchan Aruch, if you know. So person needs a drach. He's a mighty, you know, so it's a shechel once. So it's a shechel. Person's not allowed to make up his own cheshbonis, and it's the whole kilkel of the conservative, you know, whatever they seem to fit to it. Marty and Russell also kept to run Israel. That's right, the day. The lowest place for the day. They after the Mr. Snatch. So I think those chukas are there. They're taking those chukas are there. Those chukas are there. Every mitzvah is a chuk. Marty and Russell say, do it. First do it. Because we told you to. Later in the session, then you'll be able to see how kind of the position and everything. Just do it. As you told you. Say that. Okay. Yeah. It's not easy. The answer is going to make a single thing happen in order that people shouldn't get over to. People say, Shabbat says Mashiach and this and that. They are. Why are they Mashiach? Why are they not Nachman Shabbat? Why is it? I mean, Shabbat Yisha, Nachman Shabbat. The Torah says it's another Tachbullah of the Yetzirah. Whatever is left off, it's a murder of the Kitchen. And beforehand, people say, people even start to say, he's going to die. People are going to jump off roofs. Some people are going to, the lady's going to throw the shaykh of Chabbat. The types of Shabbat. The money was left off. The government was back to take about 6 months for a Shabbat.
hook up and start helping him. The more that you finish Hashem, you have not good job, as more people saw the ends, Yitzhara comes back again. And Yitzhara says that, you know, the days and the Shafist and the works and the whole thing and the new thing, that all these emotions, these are all the harmony. It's a person who's Shitchi, it's a person who's selfish, yeah, looks at him and says, this is a gede, this is like a fence that I shouldn't be able to get through it. He's explaining, he looks into it, and he says to himself, Sachar, what do you got? You should have done it. I don't want that in Chuba. And Sachar, what do they do? So these people became from, they used to be in Chalda Shabbos, they used to be away from the Bales and Trafers, and the Tars and Shabbos. They actually became from, so it's like, you know, the Bakr Shabbat with Chuba, and they entered even more in themselves. So actually, what do the Homeshad has built down to? And it's like, the place is, it's after the Homeshad, so that's what they call Yechad, the name of Homes. What are the Homeshad? A lot of people, excitable people, and this and that. Just like even Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. It's not, it doesn't exist. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, not here, not Meshtibul here. It doesn't exist. Yerushalayim, Sfasberg, in most places, it exists. So it's somebody looks at someone always with a shell. It's only a shell, as you see. So maybe, it's netzvahs from it. If somebody looks at it inside, it's a Namish Poshad, a shell. It's hard, it doesn't want people to see that. Exactly the same thing again. When the rebels are alive, the whole thing didn't exist. It was Islam. Then there was Nifta, and a lot of the people who came over, some of the people who came from Nifta, so everything was fine. But it's always going to see that again. But it's completely shit. It's, yeah, exactly. The more they avoid that he's doing in the whole world. There's one Shulah who lived in the land in Antwerp, the Sadi Liberal, and he even said, I think we had 10 or 11,000 Shulahs in Morocco about 30 years ago, when the first Shulah was in Morocco. Represented from town to town, from town to town, set up schools, to fry our children, set up schools, to the knowledge base, and to the Shulahs. I think he had a network of 10,000 or 11,000. It's one Shulah who has 11,000 Shulahs. 20 years later, it's now it's 40 years later, it's one in Iran. That's Morocco, and my brother, and France has got thousands of friends, and France, the whole country is in France. We've seen them all now, it's the whole country. The whole people is from top to nothing, made a yesh behind. In most countries, in Italy, there was somebody in the mayor, he said, riding from Hama, from Italia. There's other people in the car, and once to ask him, say, Shafwadzi, and so on, and he said, I was not so long with him in the car, and I asked him, just tell me, it's in Irish school, you know, he says, yeah, Chabad is in Kabbalah, it's not, it's not. He went to a bunch of people, he says, how do you like me to talk to you? He says, I'm here, right? Because, you know, if you want to be called an Amd, then that's the way you have to talk. So I never thought to talk like that. I called him once, a Shas, and then someone came. Italy, I've got a cousin. Where's got a cousin who's got an uncle out there with Hassan? You hung it. There's no school left for Hassan. It's one who gets kosher plates for Hassan. Then you get it from Chabad. There's nothing else there besides Chabad. And they've got a candle there with hundreds and hundreds of mishpachos. And you go from country to country. You go to Australia. Australia's not made of Mapechel. All of America made of Mapechel. They made of Mapechel. It's not Mapechel. They took it to places which are completely dry. In Russia, they're in Russia. Every day, I'm not sure if it's 40 to 50,000 children in schools in Russia. One man here in the neighbor pays for the whole thing. The liars, they have some there with 2,000 children, 3,000 children, and sitting in our space every day, teaching them Torah, being the car with them and the parents. It's a machine, it's a little bit more comfortable. Ministers, not for sure, there's a yid, Yerushalayim, a yid, a car, a shalom, a yid, these people that are he's got children on Shlichas. I'm not a Shlichas. None of these people are Shlichas. I'm not a Shlichas. I'm not a Shlichas. I'm not a Shlichas.
motivations, things that they drive, and that goes, and they're reviving and reviving the schools and the network and
that's exactly what we learned to do. Same thing, if you look at the Shetchi, oh, he says he's here, I don't need a medical shit. What about saying, you've got no idea what's going on in Hashem? I've got a friend that she found her dance with her daughters and she's just like, I'm sure that there's something. And she has to fly down to Israel to have her children. So she comes every year. And I know she's a child. He's from Hashem and Villanam. Somebody's brought up in Hashem and lives in the Yenna of Russia. He's a Hashem. She has to come here to have a child. Every year she comes here to have a child. What's the gift of those who are there? There's minyan every day. They went to places of some serations. And in the big towns like Leningrad and these people, there's a big yeshiva going on there. But nobody even sees this because I live here, so you don't see what's going on there. People in business mode, come back, get from my wife's uncle, a businessman, a manager, a benevra, a religious, he's a Rosh Kol for 11, he's renting the diamonds, and he came back to Steinman, he was in diamonds, he used to go to Hong Kong and to Singapore, and he goes in Steinman, he came back. So, yeah, I don't know what goes on in Hong Kong over there. Hong Kong, and I happen to know the brother, the Shias there. His children, at the age of 5 or 6, he sends his children to America. We're not more than that moment. Oh, it's just left, she lives in school in Crown Heights. And I thought it was Shias' church, and I'm sure it's a ceremony of Mrs. Gosh. They send the children leave home 5 years old, 6 years old. Some of them already established, and they've already made their own kahilas, they've their own schools and everything. But for those of them who are there in Russia, one in Hong Kong, see, they're because of business in Hong Kong. Because it's a business place. A lot of Israel, what's the point of Israel? So he's got like 30, 40 Jews who live there the whole time, and he will take care of them. Small, but he hasn't got the yeshiva and moistus there, sends in his sons, his children, his position. In Zaire, in the Shmatz country, he sends his children to 5, 6, they leave home, they go 1,000 miles away, and they come back to him and say, you know, these serious nefesh people do not wait to them. You know, you can't show the Shabbos, they say, I'll show you a letter from the Tzaddik away in the Makkah around. I think I still have it at home. Thanks, he wrote a letter home. She, you know, a letter, you know, okay, I'll show you that. You know what I'm saying? But not only that, the koyach that they have. And this one of your friends, my wife says, when you come back home, she was crazy. The Muna, where did they get this money from? The Rebbe was alive. They used to get a compliment every so often. And the Rebbe was alive. So where did they get this money from? They're going out the whole time. Hey, from here, they're a girl. She's from Baghdad. Israeli girl from Baghdad. He's from America. They looked at you, you know, collated to me here for a few years. They went out now. Cousin of mine told me he's going to shrunk. They went out now to a place in Russia. There's no proper water there. There's no proper. You've got to wait a few days till you can phone out of. You've got to make a tour. You've got to phone up and order when you can phone out of Russia. 3 days before, you have to phone up to order a phone call. You don't speak out of Russia. Young people, she was brought up in Baghdad all her life. So we went to these crazy, and they're going out the whole time. So we should have been going out the whole time. The whole time, we should have been going. You know, I'm not about to know so much then if I do know, they're fresh young couples who are built up in the Hamish houses, in the Hamish areas, moving up to deserts, and they're raising the children and sending the children in. It's a machine that's going on the whole time. There's not a place in Russia where there's a kehillah, you know how big Russia is? We don't have enormous kehillahs. The Visions Rebel was there recently, 2 years ago, so he went to serve some crimes of Persian. He asked him to come for Sunday. He says, come for Sunday, the founder of Israel was there, why not? The Israel server came. He was Shtayim after. He wasn't a little baby that was born. The whole group of people, about 25 or 30, that became former. They're having a discount. They're making fun of Yesh Me'ai in thousands of kehillahs around the world. You know, 3,000 official dead places that they went into. They're right here in Israel. He told me, Glitzen's from his name. So Rav Chalia went to a place, he remembers coming years ago for a friar person, a kid got somewhere, and a shop somewhere. Went back a few years later and saw these kids with papers. He went to, and Belza here went to a lot to make a seminar. He told me, it's unbelievable. How about in London? He says, you know, in London, says, he's walking down the streets of the left, they're making a seminar for a lot of children there. And he sees like such a tender coming out, and kids coming with papers, coming out of the tender in a lot. It's like you want to keep something, you can talk for your days about it. You can say, it's like you want to keep something, is that stuff? Countries, whole countries, it makes sense. In America, it comes about the children from boys. A lot of boys are not to understand it, but it's about the children from coming out. They don't become adults, but they're about the children from all over the country. people in Shemini. If you meet the Rebbe, you sit there and I apologize. The Rebbe said to him, listen, how do you feel when you're somewhere tough? The world is the end. It's the end of my world. I'm going to die. How do you feel when you're somewhere in front? He says, I tell you, it was an emotion that I can never imagine. The Rebbe said, it's crying. Every Yiddish Hashanah goes off. That's the way I feel. I feel like my child, in the natural sense, my child is just gone. Every Yid in the world who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs, that's the same feeling as I have. Every Yid in the world, whoever he is, he comes from the Hashanah. I have. I haven't touched upon his own precious and tzitzkes, which W. Dua. He was talking about the Klal Yisrael. He spoke once, saying that he used to keep himself back. He was reminded of the husband. He spoke once, Lel Seda, about the fifth son. He gave the whole thing, but the Arba Manim Debrata is the fifth one. The fifth one. The one that doesn't even bother coming to the Seda table. The Arba Manim will come. The fifth one that doesn't even come. He was crying. It's a tape on it. He couldn't control himself. That's when he said he had to go out. Then you remember him from OJ. What's his name? Mandel, whatever his name is. He's now learning in Morristown. He's now becoming a total lunch. His parents are valid children. He went to Nepal 2 years ago to make a seder. They made a seder of 600 people in Nepal. 600 Israelis were made in Nepal. He made the shlech in Hong Kong. He came here. The shlech, no, it wasn't a shlech, it was a shlech in Bangkok. His name is Cantor from Australia. He came here to Israel. Where did they make all his Bali tshuva? All the people who was in Karab and they were in Bangkok, in prison there that was. You know where they made an evening of thanks for him? Which hall they filled up? Beni Naumai. Do you know where Beni Naumai is? That's what they made. The people who had shaykhs who they brought back when they were over there, some people out of prison. And he goes, there's a lot of Israeli nachmanis in prison and drugs and double chino dirt. And Beni Naumai, that's the hall they filled up for one man. He was there for years on his own. Today there has a few people there extra. Man, years. Saying that the Arabs, the Rabbis talk about two things. He couldn't control himself from Shia. And then the Far Israel people, between Makara people, saying if you catch him, I had once a tape of his talking about the Arab, the Shani Rab, talking about the Shani, it's different. And then he touched upon Kasha, it's an union of eating the world the way it is. He was on the floor crying, crying violently. That man gave up on himself as a wisdom. After he said, the second year of the Nasius, he said, he said, all the shul about Shashirim, but we all want to be doctor, Koshbok, and Shashirim, the tiny little Koshbok. He says, oh, he's still eating his legumish tefillin, but he's eating the don't eat tefillin. We have to say to Koshbok, we are leaving Shashirim, and we have to go to Patan. In other words, he didn't say that by himself, but he could still talk about himself, and he was crying. Do you know that quiet man he was? You know that the Bahalkan mentioned, the Kedusha, the Arab Khanna Halkan, the Arab from London, from all Polish Yid, that was a train, going on the train, and before the war somewhere, going on the train, there was a guy there with a hat and jacket, reading a safe, and a lady came to sit on the same bench with him. He got up and went to the door. He looked like there was something very special. He followed him for 8 hours on the train. So the man didn't move. He was in the corner of the train, standing up the whole time, with a safe. Didn't know who the man was. He waited 8 hours. He was lying out. He got off the station, and those people came to fetch him. They said, who was he? He says, he's the son of the Rabbi. And he was the son of the priest. He's people look through keyholes when he's down on his own. He's thunder lightning for his own. I'm a halt mention. Imagine you everything is a man from hundreds of years ago, an Eish Kodesh, an Eish Pella, never ate, Chlami never ate. The Shabbos was the Shabbos, he started for training, he's only to bring 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he made a Kiddush, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he made Kiddush, he had a Kazakas, a cake, he didn't wash the Shabbos, that's all he ate. He never ate, slept, he never slept, said the Chimus came the whole night. And he used to say the Chokes in him and his Gabi, his always to stay at home night for the Chimus. As soon as the Chimus is finished, the Gabi fell asleep, the door opened, the other walked down. With his hand as if nobody ever saw him tired. It's All the boys down in the mitzvah, so we can demand the Yeshua from somebody who gave his life up to his door. Somebody who gave his life up to his door. So, you know, to the tree, to you. It's the same as you see in the Mishnah. You see in the smaller version, the bigger the tzaddik, the more in the serious life he has for Klal Yisrael. The more he gives up his own time and his own koyach and his own everything for Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure, man. The whole day answers, it doesn't make sense when he thinks he answers. He had 1,000 here from Yerushalayim, Lichtenstein, the longest, Enikol Rabot there. Lichtenstein, the faxes used to go out from Israel. I sent faxes a few times from Israel. So a few hundred faxes going out every single day to the Rebbe. Now we got replies within 24 hours. That's from Yerushalayim. That's from Yerushalayim. From all over the world, from all his kehillas all over the world. He answered thousands of letters every day. He answered thousands. Then he used to write long answers. He sometimes encircled something, but he went through it. He read and he wrote back. So, young Yishmael, his Torah, he used to speak for 3-4 hours. Speak Torah. Rishon once said, when did he ever speak? He wasn't there, man. He used to go on vacation, he used to talk, and he used to have good times, and he used to show us. He never spoke. He never spoke. People came to him, and Chazagan, and Yeshuas, and Brochas, and Torah, and Yeshuas, and Torah, and Kirov, and Brochas, and Yeshuas, and Torah, and Kirov. He never spoke. He was a man on his own, he lost his wife, he never had children. And so hours and hours on his own, learning, hours and hours giving Yeshuas for Chazagan, answering like this. What did he have in his life? People went into his house and he was giving Shiva for his wife, and it was strong, and there was no fortune. Everything he bought, second or third, and all the fruits, and such an effect.
Because he was the only one who spoke about Mashiach the whole time. He took it
it out of the area. So he took it out of the freezer. He took the tzipia of Mashiach out of the freezer. People have to go up to the Holocaust. And Mashiach was no Gaula. Come on, you don't believe it. Come on. And he took it out and he made it Mashiach. He made it Mashiach. He made it Mashiach. All the time he was in Mashiach. He was Moira and he cried. He was Moira. A few times he said, we have to bring it now. We should all answer Amen. And everybody should all scream at Mosai. And they all scream at Mosai. He was trying the whole time to do more and more pulls, and more and more pulls, and more and more pulls, and stock of the dollars, the bill of stockish and Karabas is a good. Everything was cocking and cocking and cocking and cocking and cocking. So maybe every single was an air that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, was an air, but it stuck to them. Klal Yisrael was hailing, there was an air, and stuck to them. So this is the same thing. So those who look at Klal Yisrael in the middle, pull it very there. So those who say, no, there's an air, but the Klal Yisrael in the middle was gone, the Shemash Rabbeinu. Nah, it's all not been lying. You see, they made an air. The air, what about Klal Yisrael? The door there, the highest door that ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the mention that ever lived. How did he own consigning him here? So there, same thing. He doesn't hear about the mention of Kehillah, and it's Chanam Shech, it's a man of his gamma, it's a pellet line, it's a pellet door, it's a pellet, all the doors. As I mentioned, there's such a koyach, such an insight, He brought all these nyonim down to Israel, all the tour of today, and he brought it all down. It was unheard of. It was something that people looked down upon. It must be misasik with these people. They're lost. They're like gone. It must be misasik with them. Now everybody who lived in Kira, everybody's doing Kira. It's an hashpah that comes down. He brought the hashpah down. He brought the hashpah of many, many things down to Brazil, Argentina. I told you, I was about to see him last time. I was about to see him in the morning. I was telling you, the Shabbat Kodesh said, whoops, they all walked in. The whole Kira came from Argentina. I was telling him, he's a Holocaust survivor. There's nothing there. This Shliach came, he was there with his Kehillah, the came straight from the airport with his suitcases to his team. Nothing. This is somewhere in Yenek, Argentina, in Buenos Aires, in Brazil, wherever you are. So some people say Chadin Menachem Sheikh, but after that many Sheikh. So somebody looks with the slightest bit of insight. Somebody looks at everything surface level. He gets stuck. Same as he gets stuck with a misayin and a mitzvah. Somebody looks into a mention. Well, he sees the whole thing as a nice yitzer. It's a nice yitzer to turn people away from such a horror, to turn people away from such a horror, such a horror. As I look at everything, Nimius in Yonim, Baruch Hashem, Ashwein, and Tafukin, and Zilchot, and Sadiq like that. Pelot goes on about his kid. Pelot, and Nissan, and Yeshua, and then Chlav, and Nissan, and Yeshua, and that man did for some sort of promise, and the 60 warm Kippur, and Mordecai, often the Zachim, and the Kippur, and the children, and so some children to the coast, and to say, Pasuk, and to Hillim, and the Olam, and Yon, Kimi, Sotos, and Man, Sarechel, and Hashpasayim, and Snap, and the Shams before the Kippur, and everybody knows this. What do you do? I've been telling the kids that he told about you, he told you send his kids to the place where the Mamsh just before the 6 day war began. Ruch HaKodesh, and he gave us a whole shmooze. He gave us a whole shmooze about Sarah, about Syria, and he was talking to Syria, a whole friend about talking to Syria. And then he was in the middle of the war. After he was in the general service, he was talking to the Tsar, and he was saying, you already had it, it's off in Syria, you already had it. He was talking about Syria, and came out, like in Sikh Lefitoma, that he's talking to the Tsar. The man is he's winning wars, he said then, but after the Kippur War, everybody saw the Mamsh often as Zach, often as Kurdish, says Marduk Onof. He said there's a Muslim in Chazal of Nibu, Vayne Dem, and Nibu. Sometimes it's a book, you don't know what you're saying, it's not a dialogue, it's both, for whatever reason, throw something in somebody's mouth. Some 6 day war. Moshe Rabbeinu remembers that everybody was leaving at Yisrael in the 6 day war. They thought that was the end. And the Nakloime parade, which was a few weeks before the 6 day war, the Rebbe said there's going to be a Mori Dikin at Sochem. Hine Leyon and Malaysian Shami Yisrael. There's going to be a Mori Dikin at Sochem. It's going to be a Malam and a Teb, and the world's going to be one from the first second. And then he's talking about it. So probably he's saying, hey, the Shmuz. It's a Nakloime parade. The Josh is going to be and everybody thought that's the end. A lot of other Gedolim told people to come back. Everything that one American bunch of them, everything that any of them come back. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who should be in Paris, Anderson. Everything that anybody come back. Hello? Oh, who's it? Daniel. Oh, how are you? Doctor, why don't you hold the line for a second? Yeah? Okay, have a good Shabbat. It's from America.